So, here we are as believers in our day.
所以今天我们作为信徒的人。
And we say we've been waiting so long for the second coming.
我们说我们等候主的再来已经等了这么久。
We've been waiting so long for the bridegroom.
我们等候新郎已经等了这么久。
And we read the signs in the scripture.
我们读到了圣经里面的那些征兆。
And we study the scriptures.
我们也研究了圣经。
And we try to understand them.
我们试着了解他们。
But 2,000 years later, we are still looking.
但是已经2000年了，我们还在等。
And there are those who say, yes, well, we've worked it out now that it must be 1995 in September.
也有的人曾经说，哦，这个事情一定会在1995年9月份发生。
And September 95 came and it didn't happen.
然后在95年的9月来了，事情却没有发生。
And then they said, oh, no, no, we made a mistake. We made a mistake. Yes, we got the figures wrong.
那些人就说，哦，不不，我们搞错了，我们这个数字弄错了。
And they work all kinds of things from Daniel, Ezekiel, and all the rest of it.
然后他们就从但以理书、以西结书里面，然后又找出一些数字来。
Ah, it is the 1st of January 2000.
哦，就是2000年的1月1号。
The millennium, that is when it will be.
哦，就是千禧年，这个时候呢，主就会再来。
And on the 2nd of January, they said, oh, we made a mistake again.
然后到1月2号的时候，他们说，啊，我们又搞错了。
We all know about these people, huh?
这些人我们都知道，对不对？
Writing their books, selling the videos and leading people astray.
这些人他们写书也卖录影带，却把人带迷了路。
It is because people have a longing for the event to happen.
因为人们渴望这件事情要发生。
They so desire it.
人们很想要这件事情发生。
They want to be ready.
他们想要预备好。
They don't want to be caught sleeping.
他们不希望主来的时候他们在睡觉。
They want to have everything in order.
他们希望一切都已经安排妥当。
But they try to be more clever than Jesus.
但是他们想要比耶稣还聪明。
Jesus made it very plain that of that day and that hour, nobody knows.
耶稣讲得很清楚，那日子那时辰没有人晓得。
Matthew 24 verse 36.
马太福音24章36节。
He said, of that day, that hour, no man knows, not even the angels, not even the Son of Man.
耶稣讲，但那日子那时辰没有人知道，连天上的使者也不知道，子也不知道。
Only the Father knows the day and the hour.
唯独父知道那日子那时辰。
Just like the customs of his day.
就像那个时候的习俗一样。
When just before Jesus ascended to his Father,
就在耶稣升天见他的父之前。
The disciples wanted to know if this was the time.
门徒们想要知道是不是就是这个时候了。
And he said, no, the times are set by the authority of the Father.
耶稣说，不，这个时候是由父的权柄所定的。
He said, it has nothing to do with me.
他说，这个跟我没有任何的关系。
The Father is arranging the banquet.
是父在安排这婚宴的。
The times are in Father's hands.
这时间是在父的手中。
He has given me a bride.
他已经给我一个心腹。
And he will know when it's the right time for the marriage.
他会知道什么时候是婚宴的适当时候。
He will set the day.
他会定下那个日子。
He will set the time.
他会定下那个时辰。
There will come a midnight cry.
他们会在半夜发出
的来。Here is the bridegroom.
说新郎来了。
Here is the bridegroom.
新郎来了。
Come out and meet him.
出来迎接他。
Come out and meet him.
出来迎接他。
And Jesus is saying we need to be ready.
耶稣说我们需要预备好。
We need to have our lamps trimmed.
我们需要将我们的灯修理好。
We need to make sure that our light is in good condition.
我们需要注意让我们的灯是点得好好的。
Not only that we have oil for now.
不只是我们的油够现在用。
But no matter what day it is, what time, what hour, what week.
而是我们不晓得那个时辰是在一个星期的什么时候。
That we are ready and prepared.
但是我们早就要预备好。
You know, there are times when we can have a great convention.
你知道，当我们有一个很大集会的时候。
And our hearts are stirred by the Spirit.
我们的心被圣灵给挑望。
And we are stirred by the worship.
啊，被敬拜挑望。
And the Lord comes and meets with us in power.
主来遇见我们，带着他的大能。
And we weep before the Lord.
我们在主的面前哭泣。
And we dance before the Lord.
我们在主的面前跳舞。
And we love the Lord, and everything is great.
我们爱主，一切都很棒。
But a few weeks later,
但是过了几个星期之后,
oh, the work is hard.
我们的心又软弱。
And your wife is giving you trouble.
哦，你的太太又找你麻烦。
And your husband is a pain in the neck.
你的丈夫对你来说简直像是
你的信仰。Disobedient,
然后孩子又不听话。
And your boss is giving you a tough time,
然后你的老板让你日子不好过。
And there's no money for the bills,
没有钱来付账单。
And you've forgotten all about the blessing.
你就忘掉了。
We say Jesus needs to come in the middle of a convention.
我们有时候说耶稣应该要在特会当中来到。
When we're all singing, Lord Jesus, please come now.
因为我们都在唱耶稣啊，我们愿你来。
Because our lamps are burning.
因为这个时候我们灯是燃烧的。
They are full of oil now.
我们的灯里面满
了油。We're ready for you.
我们预备好要来见你。
We're nice and clean.
我们现在是干净的，好好的。
Please come now.
请你现在就来。
Don't wait another 3 weeks when we are tired.
你不要等三个礼拜后我们都很累了。
Don't wait another 3 weeks when our lamps are dirty.
你不要再等三个礼拜后我们的灯都脏了。
Don't wait another month when we haven't got any oil left.
不要等一个月以后我们的里面都没有油了。
Jesus is encouraging us to stay in that place.
耶稣鼓励我们要留在那样子的光景里
面。We're always ready.
就是我们时时都预备好。
He said that those girls who did not prepare were foolish.
他说那些没有预备的童女是愚拙的。
They did not have wisdom.
他们没有智慧。
They knew the custom of the day.
他们知道那个时候的习俗。
They knew that these men would try to catch them out.
他们知道那些男孩子会让他们吃惊。
They knew it was part of the fun of the wedding to catch them by surprise. They knew that.
他知道他们当时的习俗就是会让他们来一个措手不及。
And they'd all been talking about it.
他们都已经在谈这件事情。
And teasing and trying to work it out.
他们也在那边嘲笑
开玩笑的。When do you think they will come?
都在那边谈说，哎，你们认为什么时候会来啊？我们什么时候会听到
？When will they blow the horn?
哦，什么时候会吹角
？When will they shout he's here?
我们什么时候会那样子大
喊？And they'd been talking.
他们都一直在谈。
They knew he was coming.
他们知道他要来了。
They knew he would try to catch them out.
他们会知道他们会让他们吃惊。
But they still didn't prepare.
但是他们还是没有预备。
That's why Jesus said they were foolish.
这就是为什么耶稣说他们愚拙。
They were not ignorant.
我们并非无知。
They were foolish.
他们不是无知，而是愚拙。
Brothers and sisters, we're not ignorant.
弟兄姐妹们，我们不是不知道。我们知道这个真理。
We know the word.
我们知道神的话。
We know he's coming back.
我们知道他要回来。
We know the signs are there.
我们知道这些征兆都已经在了。
Those who are experts in these prophetic matters,
有一些人他们是专门研究预言先知性的事情。
They say that 97-98% of the prophecies have been fulfilled already.
他们说在1997年、98年的时候，这些预言都已经实现了。
The only ones that remain to be fulfilled are the ones of the second coming itself.
唯一还等待实现的就是主的再来。
All the signs, the natural signs are already there.
所有天然的天然灾害的记号都已经在那里。
And so many other signs in political life of our world are there.
还有一些在我们今天的政治世界里面的记号也有。
There's no need for us to be ignorant.
我们不需要无知。
And there's no excuse for us being careless.
我们也没有借口要成为一个不当心的人。
I don't know about Chinese customs.
我不晓得中国人的习俗怎么样。
And I don't know how it is that you announce the beginning of your weddings.
我也不晓得你婚礼一开始你会怎么样宣布。
Whether you blow a trumpet.
你会不会吹角？
David is here.
大钟在这里。
Time for you to come in.
是你们要进来的时候。
Oh yes, I know. We all know when the bride comes.
还是说我们都知道什么时候新娘会来？
Dum dum da dum. We know that one.
这个我们知道。
Perhaps we should have a trumpet for the bridegroom too.
或许我们要迎接新郎的时候也应该有吹角。
Because the scripture says that when our great bridegroom arrives, the trumpet will sound.
因为圣经告诉我们，当我们的新郎来的时候，就会号筒响起。
And when that trumpet sounds, it wakes the dead.
当那号筒响起的时候，死人都要复活。
Nobody will sleep through that trumpet.
没有人在那号筒之下还是睡觉的。
Let me tell you a story.
我跟你讲一个故事。
There's a man called John Sandford, who is quite strong in the prophetic. You will have heard his name.
有一个人叫John Sandford, 他在预言的领域是很强的。
And there was also that lady, Agnes Sandford. Same name, but they were not related.
那还有另外一个人跟他的是同样的姓，但是他们彼此之间没有什么关系。
Anyway, some years ago, they were teaching at a conference in the mountains.
几年前他们在一个山上的特会里面教导。
Just a small village place up in the mountains.
那是山上一个小的村庄里面。
And he was deep in prayer seeking the Lord for the conference and seeking a word from God for the conference.
那个人他在很深的寻求主，求主给他这个那次特会的话。
And a thought came into his mind that the Lord is coming today.
那就有一个意念进到他里面说主今天就要来。
Now he knew the scriptures that Jesus said that day, that hour, nobody knows.
他知道圣经因为圣经讲说那日子那时辰没有人知道。
But the enemy often tricks us, you know.
但是你知道仇敌常常会跟我们耍诈。
And this strong thought came into his mind.
他有一个很强烈的意念就进到他里面。
And he said, really, Lord?
他说主这是真的吗？
And this voice said, yes.
那个声音说是的。
What time?
什么时候？
4 o'clock this afternoon.
今天下午四点钟。
4 o'clock this afternoon I'll come.
今天下午四点钟我会来。
Go and tell everybody.
你去告诉每一个人。
So he ran out.
所以你们时间不多了。
He got hold of Agnes, who was quite about 65 years old then, I think. And he said,The Lord has shown me, He's coming at 4 o'clock this afternoon.
就是那位男的牧师他就跟另外一个女的姐妹讲跟她说、哦、主告跟那个姐妹已经65岁他就说主告诉我说他今天下午4点钟要来。
And she said, John, quietly, no, you know what the scripture says.
那个老的姐妹就跟她说 John, 你要安静下来你知道圣经是怎么说的。
Yes, but the Lord showed it to us and we can be ready, we mustn't be caught without oil.
他说但是主跟我们显明就是好让我们不会被逮着说我们没有油啊。
Get the whole conference together, we must ask to be filled again.
他说我们应该要叫所有的会众聚在一起我们必须要再次的被充满。
She said, no, John, you've been working too hard.
那个老姐妹说不 John, 你这个已经工作得太累了。
You're being deceived.
你被骗了。
He wouldn't listen.
那这个男的牧师他不听。
He ran off to another speaker.
那这个男的牧师他就跑去找另外一位讲员。
Call the people, tell them get ready, Jesus is coming at 4 o'clock.
你叫大家来告诉他们说耶稣下午四点钟要来。
Tell them to find all their unbelieving relatives, get saved today.
叫他们去找他们所有还没有信主的亲戚叫他们今天一定要得救。
Anyway, a couple of the speakers, they got John and they said, no, come. They took him up to his room. They said, you just lie down and have a rest.
那其他讲员就把他拉住说来就把他带回房间说你就躺下来休息。
He said, no, Jesus is coming at 4 o'clock.
说不耶稣四点要来了。
They said, all right, if Jesus is coming at 4 o'clock, you can meet him on your bed just as well as anyone else.
他说好如果耶稣四点要来的话你可以好好的躺在床上就跟别人一样。
So they put him on his bed.
所以别人就让他躺在床上。
They covered him up.
就把他被子盖好。
And he lay there.
他躺在那里。
And he said, oh, Lord, these stupid people, they don't want to listen.
他说啊主啊那些人真笨他们都不听我的话。
And he fell asleep.
他睡着了。
And all of a sudden,
忽然之间
there was a great big noise.
有很大的响声。
Like a huge trumpet.
就像很大的号筒吹响的声音。
And he woke up.
他醒来了。
He said he got such a fright, he came straight off the bed, up straight like this.
他说他就他因为吓了一大跳所以他就从床上这样腾起来。
And he ran out into the corridor of the hotel.
他就跑从那个旅馆的门里面跑出来。
And he said, "My God, it's Gabriel blowing the trumpet."
他说，天哪，是加百列在吹号了。
And one of the workers in the hotel came past and said, "What's the matter with you?"
然后那个旅馆的人就看着他说，你怎么搞了？
He said, "Didn't you hear the trumpet? Didn't you hear the trumpet? The angel Gabriel has blown the trumpet. Jesus is coming. Look, it's 4 o'clock."
他说你们难道没有听见难道没有听见吗加百列在吹号了现在正是四点钟了。
And the hotel workman just laughed at him.
那些旅馆的人就笑他。
He said, we have a volunteer fire brigade here. And at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, we have a practice. And they call them with a bullhorn.
因为我们在下午四点有这个练习防火然后所以他们就用号角来吹召集大家。
So 4 o'clock on a Wednesday afternoon, pop, and then the men know they must come for their practice.
所以每个礼拜三下午的四点钟呢，他们就会有那个响起那个号角的声音，然后大家都来一起来练习。
The enemy is full of tricks.
仇敌充满了诡计。
He knew that this is what they do.
仇敌知道那是他们会做的事情。
And he knew that John was just one of these men who wants to be obedient to everything God says.
他也知道那位男的牧师，他是想要顺服神所说的一切。
And because he failed to check by the word.
但是因为他没有好好查验神的话。
He was deceived.
就被骗了。
And he was made to look very foolish.
所以呢，看大家就觉得他很傻。
Now he tells that story himself.
这故事是他自己告诉我们的。
And he says, we must not be deceived.
他说我们不要被骗了。
And so there are times when Jean and I are counseling with somebody and they're hearing voices that are not from God.
所以我跟我太太有时候都会跟一些人辅导一些人，他们也会听到一些声音不是从神来的。
And they're trying to convince us about something that is really not right.
那他们会说服我们跟我们讲一些事情，其实那些东西都不对。
And I will look at Jean or Jean will look at me and say,It's Gabriel.
那我跟我太太就会彼此对看一下说哦加百列又来了。
Yeah. And at times we get caught like that, but we must be on our guard.
我们会有那样的情形，但是我们必须警醒。
Let us not fall for the deception of people who think they know more than Jesus.
让我们不要落到那种欺骗，就是不要被那些有些自以为比耶稣知道的还要多的人被他们骗了。
The day, the hour, nobody knows.
那日子那时辰没有人知道。
Jesus himself does not know that.
耶稣自己也不知道。
He can't tell you because he doesn't know.
他这样说因为他自己不知道。
The Father has got that in his authority.
这一切都是在父的权柄的。
Just as in the Jewish tradition, when the parents said it's time for the marriage, the fathers would say it's time for the marriage.
就像在犹太人的婚姻里面，当他们婚礼要举行的时候，是父亲会说好，是要婚娶的时候。
The father knows when the bride is mature.
父知道那个新娘什么时候成熟。
The father knows when the bride is ready.
父知道新娘什么时候预备好。
Without spot, without blemish, without wrinkle.
没有皱纹，没有玷污，没有瑕疵。
When the bride has come to maturity.
当新娘她预备好了。
The father has set that in his own authority.
父将这个放在自己的权柄中。
We cannot hasten that, we cannot change that.
我们没有办法加速这个日子，也不没有办法改变这个日子。
It's in the Father's authority.
这是在父的权柄当中。
But the Spirit is at work within us in the bride of Christ to bring us to that place where we are ready.
但圣灵在我们的里面做工，把我们带到那样子的光景，让我们预备好。
And in that way we can hasten or delay.
这样子呢，我们可以加速那个日子，也可以迟延那个日子。
But when the Father says it's time,
但是当父说是时候了
and the midnight cry goes out, the bridegroom is here, come out to meet him.
半夜的喊声响起来了，说哦，新郎在这里，你们要出来迎接他。
There will be those who believe they are part of the bride's party and they are not.
那么相信的他们就会参与这个婚礼。
They become careless.
而有一些人他们却不当心。
Selfish.
他们自私愚拙。
Unprepared,
没有预备
living for themselves,
为自己活
doing what they want to do,
做自己想做的
事情 ignoring their responsibility,
忽略了他们的责任
unprepared for the cry,
没有为那个半夜的喊声预备好
and then they will run around desperately trying to find a way to get in,
然后他们就会拼命的想要找到门路能够进去
too late,
太迟了
too late,
太迟了
the door is shut,
门已经关上了
there is no way in,
没有办法进入了。
That will be the tragedy.
这会是很悲惨的。
Not because they never heard.
不是因为他们从来就没有听
过。Not because they were ignorant.
不是因为他们不知道。
But because they were careless.
而是因为他们不当心。
Because they didn't care enough.
因为他们不够在意。
What a tragedy for those who believe that they're part of the festival.
那些相信自己是婚宴一部分的人，这对他们来讲是何等悲惨
的事。To find that they're outside in the dark and the cold.
他们发现自己竟然在外面的黑暗，在那里，在冷的当中。
Invited, but they did not respond.
他们虽然受到了邀请，但是却没有回应。
Called, but not chosen.
他们是被招了，但是却没有被选上。
And the opportunity was there.
他们本来是有机会的。
But they failed to take the opportunity.
但是他们却没有掌握住这个机会。
Sitting in the pew, Sunday after Sunday after Sunday.
他们每一个星期天都坐在教会里面。
Sitting in the prayer meeting.
他们也坐在祷告会当中
But thinking about other things,
却在想其他的事情
their hearts, their minds, their desires are somewhere else.
他们的心思他们的意念他们的渴望都是在别的地方
singing the songs but without the heart, without the spirit.
他们唱歌但是却没有用心没有用灵在唱
not ready.
没有预备好
the lamps are dirty.
他们的灯是脏的
the oil has run out.
他们的油用尽了
the spirit is not there.
圣灵不在那里
there are whole areas of the church in our world where the whole church is like that.
在全世界到处都有这样子的教会。
No life.
没有生命。
No vision.
没有意象。
No spirit.
没有圣灵。
No worship.
没有敬拜。
No love.
没有爱。
No holiness, no purity.
没有圣洁，没有纯洁。
They will be caught out. They will be caught by surprise.
他们会很吃惊。
People say, no, we don't believe that God is like this.
有人说我们不相信神是这样子的。
But we have Jesus' word that God is like this.
但是我们有耶稣的话知道神就是这样子。
He comes at the time of his choosing.
他是按着他所拣选的时候来。
Not at the time of our choosing.
不是我们所选择的时候。
Death comes as a surprise.
死亡的来到都是出其不意的。
Those of you who are pastors and leaders will know that even when people have been sick for a long time,
做牧师、做 领袖的人，你们知道，有的人他们生病很久。
The death of the patient may be expected.
或许 那个时候人们会期待这个病人可能什么时候会死。
But when it happens in that moment, it's a surprise.
但是就在那一刻发生的时候是让人吃惊的。
Death always comes by surprise.
死亡总是出其不意的来到。
You are never quite ready.
你永远不会预备好迎接那一刻。
The return of Jesus comes by surprise.
耶稣的再来也是一样，会让我们出其不意。
Nobody knows the day or the hour.
没有人知道那时刻，没有人知道那日子。
Either when the trumpet sounds,
当号筒响起，
or the angel of the Lord comes to take you.
不晓得什么时候号筒响起，也不晓得什么或是什么时候主的使者会把你带走。
But the challenge of the word is to be ready.
但是神的话语给我们的挑战就是要预备好。
If it was at this moment,
如果就是在这一刻的话，
would you be happy to hear the trumpet?
你会不会很高兴听到那号筒声呢？
Now tomorrow afternoon, David will stand here.
明天下午，大钟会站在这里。
And he will hear the piano.
他会听到钢琴的声音。
Dum, dum, ta-dum. And the doors will open.
门会打开来。
And he will look down to see.
他会往外看。
And his heart will leap with excitement.
他的心会跳跃的非常的兴奋。
And he will be nervous.
他会很紧张。
But the moment has come.
但是那一刻终于来了。
For every one of us,
我们每一个人，
there is a moment,
都会有一刻，
when we will hear a sound,
我们会听到那个声音，
and we will know the bridegroom is at the door.
我们知道新郎已经在门口了。
He's come for the bride.
他来要迎接新妇。
If that sound was at this minute,
如果这个号讲是
Would your heart leap with excitement?
你的心会不会因为兴奋而跳跃？
Would you say, wait a minute, wait a minute, I need to repent first?
还是你会说，你等一等，等一等，我需要先悔改。
Just give me 10 minutes to get right.
先给我十分钟，让我先悔改好了。
Some of us would say, Lord, you must give me an hour, I've got so many things to put right.
有的人会说，主啊，你要给我一个小时，因为我有太多的事情必须悔改。
But when the shout comes,
但是当那个喊声来的时候，
the trumpet blows,
当号筒吹响了，
in that instant,
就在那一刻，
in that instant,
在那一刻，
it says it's like the blinking of an eyelid,
这就是一瞬间一刹那之间的事。
Just look at the person next to you,
你就看看你旁边的人，
and just see if you can see the eye go like that,
你可以看他的眼睛眨一下，
you see how quick it is,
看看这有多么快，
so quick,
就这么快，
in an instant,
在一瞬间，
in the twinkling of an eye,
就是一眨眼之间，
we should be changed,
我们就会被改变，
we should be like him,
我们就会像他，
we should be with him,
我们就会和他在一起。
If your lamp is burning, if the oil is there,
如果你的灯是点燃的，如果你的灯里面有油，
but in that flash,
但是就在那一瞬间，
you may see the door close,
你也会看到门关上，
forever,
永远的关上，
and you're on the wrong side of the door.
你却在门不对的那一边。
How is it in your heart now tonight?
今天晚上你的内心如何？
How is it within your spirit tonight?
今天晚上你的灵里面如何？
I believe this is a very serious thing.
我认为这是一件很严肃的事情。
This is such a joyful weekend.
这是很快乐的一个周末。
And the Lord says, I want to joy over you with singing.
主说，我想要跟你们一起欢唱。
Because every one of you is ready.
因为你们每一位都预备好。
Every one of you shining.
你们每一位都是发光的。
Every one of you filled with oil.
你们每一个都是满了油的。
Nothing in between.
中间没有拦阻。
The call can come.
这个呼召喊声能够来。
It will be a wonderful surprise.
那会是一个很奇妙美好的惊喜。
And not a shock.
而不是一个震惊。
How is it with you? Let's stand.
你觉得怎么样呢？我们起立。
Father, everything is in your hands.
天父，一切都在你的手中。
Our lives and our times are in your hands.
我们的生命，我们的时间都在你的手中。
We stand in your presence tonight.
今天晚上我们站在你的面前。
We've come together this weekend to rejoice with our brother and our sister, David and Bonnie.
这个周末我们在这里一起和我们的弟兄大钟，还有我们的姐妹慧娟一同欢喜。
And they've readied themselves for the wedding.
他们已经预备好了要结婚。
And they've prepared themselves in every way.
他们已经在各方面都预备了自己。
The bride beautifully dressed for the occasion.
新娘也已经为了这个场合已经装扮得很美丽。
But you are using this occasion to look at how we are dressed.
但是你用这个场合让我们来看看自己的装扮如何。
Without spot, without wrinkle, without blemish.
是不是没有玷污、没有皱纹、没有瑕疵呢？
Are we beautifully dressed for you?
我们是否为你已经穿着得很美丽了？
Or are there stains?
还是我们的衣服上满了污点？
Are there things that are spoiling our hearts and our lives tonight?
是不是有些事情今天晚上玷污了我们的生命，我们的心？
You don't want any of us left out on the wrong side of the door.
你不希望我们有任何一个是在门的另外一边的。
You want each and every one of us to be ready and to be right.
你要我们每一个人都已经预备好，能够在门里面。
Filled with your spirit to overflowing.
被你的圣灵充满是火热的。
None of us want to be caught in the procession with our lamp going out.
我们没有一个人想要在行走的当中灯就熄掉了。
Exposed to everybody's gaze as having fallen and having spoiled our lives.
不要让那些事情来破坏了我们的生命。
Oh, by your spirit will you speak to our hearts.
求你的圣灵来对我们的心说话。
That with all our heart and mind and soul and strength tonight,
让我们今天晚上都能够全心全力全意。
We can look confidently into your face.
我们能够满了信心地看着你的脸。
And know that we are right with you.
知道我们在你的面前是对的。
That we're in the light with you.
我们是在你的光中。
No spot, no blemish.
是没有玷污、没有瑕疵的。
Oh, Spirit of God, speak to our heart.
神的灵，求你对我们的心说话。
And where there are things that need to be put right,Give us grace to put them right.
如果有些事情是我们必须在你的面前把它处理好的，求你就给我们恩典，让我们能够这样子。
Where we need to repent, give us grace to repent.
我们有需要悔改的地方，你就向我们施恩，让我们能够悔改。
Where we need cleansing, cleanse us.
我们需要洁净的地方，就求你来洁净。
Oh, that washed in the precious blood of the Lamb.
愿你羔羊的宝血把我们洗净。
Nothing, nothing, nothing will keep us out.
不容有任何事物、任何事物拦阻我们在门外。
Because we have been washed and made clean.
因为我们已经被洗净了，已经是干净的。
And our garments are pure.
我们的衣服是洁白的。
Spirit of God, speak to us over this weekend.
神的灵，求你在这个周末对我们说话。
And bring us into that place of where you desire us to be.
把我们带到你渴望我们所在的地方。
That together we may rejoice.
好让我们能够一同欢喜。
To be part of your bride, your wife.
成为你的新娘，成为你的妻子的一部分。
Seated at the place of honor at the great supper.
能够在婚宴上坐在首座。
And to you be the praise and the honor and the glory.
愿颂赞、荣耀、尊贵都归给你。
Amen.
Amen.